material benefit, subakriya. So, the initiation is not like that I am getting to the process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra for some material benefit. No. Because people become religious mostly for material benefit. Atma prati vidyasu jnani sabam. Atma means distress, and arthati means one who is in need of money. Then, the Christian church, they go to the church for some material benefit. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Asking some material benefit. Similarly, Hindus also, they go to the temple, pray to the Lord. My Lord, I have very much distress, I have no money. Can we give some money? So, Hari Ram, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra should not be taken like that. I'm chanting Hare Krishna mantra so that my material condition will improve. Not like that. Chanting of Hare Krishna mantra means to come in contact with the Supreme Lord and increase my love for him. That is prema bhumartha maha. So, if we think that it is subhakriya, subhakriya means something auspicious. No, that is also offense. We have already described so many offenses. This is also one of the next offense is namnat balat yasari papuruch. Anyone who thinks that I can counteract the resultant action of my sinful life by chanting, atonement, prayaschitta. Just like one, somebody commits some sinful activity, according to the five Shastra scripture, there are atonement. The same Christian religion, they, if they admit, then it is all right. No, Hari Ram should not be taken like that. To counteract my sinful activities, or because I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I can go on committing all kinds of sinful activities. It will be neutralized by myself. This is all. Namnar balad jasari bhava buddhi. Bhava buddhi means the desire for committing sinful activities. The sinful activities are summarized in four principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. If I think, now I am initiated, and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, even if I commit some sinful activity, it will be counteract. Because Hari Nam is so strong, that immediately it vanishes the resultant action of all sinful. That's a prayer. But if I think, now I have got an instrument to counteract my sinful activities. So let me go on committing sinful activities and then chant Hare Krishna as an instrument. This is the most grievous offense. Namna bala jasari bhava. This is Siddha. Prabhupada did not get there. Mother should take care. So, don't accept Hare Krishna mantra as a counteracting it. No. We have to come to the close. Of course, in the beginning, because we do not know, we may commit offenses. But by chanting, as we become purified, we must have our aim to become offenseless. Nama-prāt, at the beginning, we should not give up chanting, even there is offenses. Because by chanting, we purify. So if one is able to chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offenses, he becomes immediately liberated. This is it. He is Mukta Purush, liberated person. He is chanting Hare Krishna mantra without any offense. And when pure chanting is there, then he awakens his original dormant love of Krishna. This is the result. In this way, another offense is to explain the glories of Hare Krishna mantra to a person who is not interested. That is also. Or, who is not interested, if I glorify, you chant like this, of course sometimes you have to do that. But that is for me. Because he has no respect for Hare Krishna mantra. So there is no need. We have to chant ourselves offenselessly, and if somebody hears my offenseless chanting, it will gradually be effective for the persons who are hearing. Samanam Kirtana, the process is one should chant and one should hear. That is, we follow. Somebody leads by chanting, and others follow. So if the chanter is pure, then the chanting will be effective. If the chanter is impure, then it will not be effective. But still it should go on. And another thing is that while chanting Hare Krishna mantra, if he still attached to material attraction, that is also the whole process is to become disgusted with material. Vitarāga. Krishna consciousness movement means he, all conditioned soul, he have come to this material world just to enjoy sense gratification independently. This is our main disease. Everyone in this material world is trying his best how to satisfy the sense. This is the material disease. And Krishna consciousness movement means how to cure this material disease and go back to home, back to God. Unless we cure our material disease, it is not possible to go back to home, back to God. So we must be disinfected. This is the real process. So, we have to test it. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatrasa. Advancement of material and devotional service means proportionately we become detached to material attraction. So, this our process is allow Gurbhasra to accept this Krishna consciousness movement means, first of all, to accept Guru. Allow Gurbhasra sadharma pricha, then inquiry from Guru. His disciple should be intelligent enough to inquire from the spiritual master how to become advanced. So, to become advanced means sādhu mārgānu gamanam, to follow the āchāras. That is also called in the Bhagavad Gita. Āchāru pāsanam, āchāra. Our this basic principle is to follow the āchāras. And if we are taking shelter of a bona fide āchāra, and if we are sincere to follow the instruction of Acharya, then our life is done. This is what. Acharya upasanam. This initiation means the beginning of Acharya upasanam. This guy was known, submitted to Krishna when he was puzzled whether he would fight or not. Then he took shelter of Krishna as Guru. Krishna was with him, but he was a friend. So friendly talk sometimes does not become very serious. But talks between the spiritual master and disciple is serious. A friend can delight to accept the instruction of the other friend. But a disciple cannot deny that we need Guru Rabhagya. Therefore, Arjuna submitted himself that now I will become your disciple to guide. Sishvaktiham sadhuna prabandham. I become your disciple. I will instruct me. I am fully surrendered to you. So this is initiation meaning. The meaning of regular meaning is also initiation. Something to begin. This is beginning of spiritual. Without initiation, there is no beginning of spiritual. You can talk, just like Arjuna and Krishna was talking. That is another thing. But when Arjuna submitted, and Krishna instructed me. That is it. So this initiation means to submit fully, accepting the spiritual master, and to follow his instruction. And spiritual master's instruction means Krishna's instruction. But it should come through the spiritual master. The electric powerhouse is Krishna. But the current comes through some channel. So, spiritual master personally hasn't got to give you any instruction. His business is to carry the instruction of Krishna and deliver it to you. This is Krishna. He does not invent it. He does not say, in my opinion, I think, perhaps, it may be, just like the modern scientists, philosophers say. No. This is not our process. We say everything definitely. How I can say definitely? Because I have heard it from Krishna. The example I give, the child, he asks his father, father, what is this? Father says, my dear child, it is called microphone. See, understand, this instrument is called microphone. The next time, when he says, this is microphone, that is correct. Although his child, he has no knowledge, But when he says that this is my problem, it is correct. This is the problem. He is a child, he does not know what it is, but the father has said, he has taken it. And that is correct. Similarly, the spiritual master, everyone can become spiritual master if he presents the instruction as it is. Not that I am now advanced, I can change the process what I received from spiritual master. That is aspect. No. He cannot change, he cannot improve. That is aspect. A spiritual master also does not change the words of Krishna unless any improvement upon it. Improvement, there is no question of improvement, but sometimes according to time, circumstances, country, candidate, there is some trick or some ways that the real business is one must take to Krishna consciousness. That is real business. So sometimes we have to adopt some means which will help us to distribute the Krishna consciousness movement. That is the country. But on principle, we cannot change the words. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, upon the verse, Dabushatmika buddhi jikeha purunanda bahushata janantasra buddhi ambabushat. In that connection, he explains that whatever I have heard from my guru, from my spiritual master, to execute, that is my life and soul. I do not mind, even if I am not liberated, still I shall go on executing the will of my spiritual master. We also sing day every day. I do not know whether you understand it. But is that Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta? Sarana Kodhya Manaya. This is our practice. Whatever we have heard from our spiritual master, spiritual master gives specific order to some specific disciple. And this disciple also will take it as seriously as life and soul. Then it is fine. From my personal instance, I can explain to you, it is my duty, that I am not very wonderful man. But I have tried to execute the order of my spiritual. Whatever little success you can credit, that is my only. I never, just like the other day I was telling you, that my Guru Maharaj hinted that if you get some money, publish book. So from the very beginning, I am trying. So, this is specific. Following rules and regulations are very specific. So, this bona fide spiritual master knows what can be executed by a particular disciple. And the disciple also should take a particular instruction from the guru and you should try to execute. Very successful. This is the decision. Dasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. This is basic insight. A person who has got unflinching faith in Krishna and similar unflinching faith in Guru. Dasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Tatha Guru.
to him, prasaite hi patitha atya prakashante. To such persons, the Vedic knowledge becomes revealed. It is very difficult to, how do you say, assimilate the Vedic instruction. But if one has got unthinking faith in Krishna and Guru, the Vedic knowledge automatically becomes revealed. This is it. Then you can understand. This can lead the scholar, big big leaders. Take for example, our big political leader, Gandhi. He said that I don't believe that there was any person ever meaning as Krishna. He said that. You see, such a big leader, and he is known to be very pious man, but he could not understand Krishna. Although he was lecturing on Bhagavad Gita, and people knew that Gandhi's life and soul is Bhagavad Gita, but the result is that he does not understand Krishna. That's it. So, you cannot enter into the Vedic literature unless you go to the parampara system. It will remain always blocked. This is one example of a big politician and big scholar, Dr. Radhakrishna. He, while commenting on the verse, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyari Mahatapasku. He says that it is not to Krishna the person. That's it. He is a big scholar. He is known to have a very big scholar to the Lord, but he also does not understand Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita means Krishna. Krishna is speaking. But these people do not understand what is Krishna. And then what will they speak? This is going on all over the world. In the Western world and in the Eastern world. So, you cannot understand the Vedic literature unless you understand through the parampara. You may be a very big man. You may be a very big scholar. But the meaning or the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita will be seen. I am giving this example just like you are asking for honey and I give you a bottle of honey and you say that I have now got the honey. Now let me lick up the bottle. So honey is there in his hand but he does not know how to taste it. He is licking up the bottle. So I will taste it. So licking up the bottle of honey is not testing. The content, the honey, real honey, if it is open, and if you taste, then you get it. So to whom it is open? It is open to the bona fide disciple by the bona fide spiritual. Otherwise you go on for millions of years licking up the honey bottle, you never taste what is honey. This is good enough. Don't think, now I've got the bottle of honey. Lick me. Let me lick it. So God for hundreds and thousands of years licking up. But you will never know what is honey. This is the process. It must be opened by the authorized person and you must really taste it. Then you will understand what is honey. Similarly, Krishna says, even parampara prātam me mangalārsa. This prescription is already there. And Krishna selected Arjuna. I said, Arjuna, I shall speak to you the old philosophy which I instructed to Sun God. Why you are prepared to instruct me? Krishna says, Vaktosi. Because you are my human. Therefore I shall speak. Krishna Arjuna was a family man, Grihastha, a politician. You are not a Vedanti.
He was not in this forum in Vedanta. Kshatriya, he knew how to fight, how to fight his enemies. This much qualification he had. Also he was born in royal family. He was not a Vedanti or vast scholar in Vedic literature. No. But he was bhakta. That is what. He was a devotee. Therefore Krishna said, I will speak to you Bhagavad Gita and you will understand the mystery of it because you are mine. This is Parishita. So this Vedic literature, either you take Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam or any, unless you have taken the purpose of the Vedic literature through the disciplic substitution, you will never understand it. It will remain a mystery like the honey within the pot. So the initiation means to learn how to open the pot. This is that key of that that fancy you have to learn from the Guru, Vishnu Sharma. Therefore, although good bhaktam, if you are serious about understanding his spiritual life and executing, then the first business is initiation, getting shelter of one of my spiritual masters. This is our process. Kavikan Pastor Jatma. Spiritual name is Ambulis Das. Ambulis. Yes. Maharaj Ambulis. He was king and great devotee.
I'm upset. Then you can go.